The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
What's the best part of a Dunkin' Run? The coffee? Is it the coffee or the $1 donut or $2 stuffed bagel minis or $3 sausage, egg, and cheese that you can add to it? The answer, of course, is yes. Time for a Dunkin' Run. $3 offer available on sausage, egg, and cheese sandwich only. Excludes specialty donuts and fancies. Offer valid on medium or larger coffee. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer. Terms apply.
Critical hit Punch All Nazis takes place in the early days of World War II and combines high adventure with cosmic horror. All dates, locations, and historical events are thrown out the window in order to create a fun story. So don't put too much thought into historical inaccuracies. All accents are done poorly, but with love, and no disrespect is intended. Last time on Critical Hit. Dear Maul, if you would have told me I'd be in France, I would have called you a filthy liar.
Oh, no.
Oh, no, Brian.
Oh, no.
You just hear another boom, and it's getting closer and closer and closer. The forest has gone deadly quiet. All the hoot owls, the crickets, no more. You don't hear the wolves or the coyotes. I'm sure Germany has both of those, but they are no longer making noise. And all you hear coming from the northwest is this boom, boom, boom. If you turn and look, the firelight is casting a little bit of light around, but off to the northwest on the map, you can see trees just bending apart as something is coming towards you. The trees are coming back together, and sometimes you hear some birds in those trees decide that it's best for them to flee for their lives. And you hear, bah, 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 as they go running off or flying off, depending on whether they have wings or not. And you just hear it getting closer and closer. The trees closest to you to the northwest part, and you just see footprints in the ground. And you continue to hear it with every step. Boom. Boom.
Yog. Yog.
Matthew, are you wearing the helmet?
I am about to put it on. I was holding it, and now I'm going to put it on.
Okay. Matthew puts it on. Please give me a, a will plus resilience test. Difficulty one.
Will plus resilience. So will is an attribute.
Yes, it is. Yours is 8.
Resilience is a skill, and that is 2.
Roll 2d20.
And crud. I don't think I did that.
0 successes.
Hang on. Right. I didn't roll 2d20. I only rolled 1.
All right. So roll 1 more d20.
I'm a schmuck.
Oh, hey, that's bad.
20. That's 20.
No, that's bad here.
Oh, crap. Dang it. Remember, Brian rolled 1 and I rolled a 20. And
20 is
up is down.
Is bad.
Short is long. Dogs and cats living.
So, Matthew.
Yes, sir.
This is only Matthew. He puts the helmet on. Remember, the helmet has this blue lens in there, which basically gives him day for night capabilities. And as he looks over to the area where you heard that hideous noise, I mean, it's super loud. You see this monstrosity of flesh. It is the size of a barn. It is huge. It has eyes on like every crease and fold of this big mound of flesh, has an eyeball peering out and looking all around. Coming off this thing are, the way that I can best describe them, giant meat tentacles flapping all the way around, probing and reaching and reaching out, looking for something to grab. And when there's not giant tentacles flailing around or thousands of eyeballs pointing this way and that, there are mouths. Mouths with rows and rows and rows of teeth. And you just hear, yaw. And you take 1, 2, 3, 4. And then the effect on this is, nope, that's just it. You suffer 5 mental stress from looking at this thing. Now,
no one else can see anything.
No one else can see anything.
They can hear. They can hear.
They can hear it. They can't.
Gamoto.
They can't see it. Now, here's the thing. You only took. This is really good. I mean, I had to roll 5 dice for this, and you only took. What did I say? 5 damage.
5 mental stress.
The nice thing is, when it comes to mental stress. For physical stress, like when you guys were getting shot at with bullets, you had your armor to protect you. Okay. With mental stress, you use your courage. So your courage becomes your shield.
Nice.
So you can reduce the mental damage that you will take by your courage amount.
My courage is 6.
So you take no mental stress. But you're standing there with a Nazi helmet on, looking at this giant monstrosity thing that is literally right next to the camp. It's like right next to Peasley.
Is that Flash Gordon rifle right here still?
There's only one person who is currently holding the Flash Gun rifle.
Okay.
And that is Bug Eater.
Hello.
Bug Eater, shoot there. Peasley, get down.
Well, you're going to have to wait a moment because...
Oh, he's going to eat everybody's face.
Well...
He's going to eat everybody's face for...
Can everybody see that?
I don't want to see that. No. Okay. We don't need to see that. No.
He gets... The creature gets to go first. And what happens is... Has everybody turned to look in the direction of the noise?
Sure. I would, yes.
It's going
okay. Now everyone else take a will plus resilience. The air in front of Peasley starts to shimmer, and you see kind of this weird warping, melting transition as the creature appears before you. Hey, Dutch succeeds.
Hey, success.
Brian doesn't freak out.
Fish butt succeeds. What is Brian's handling?
Valentino.
Valentino. That's
right. Yeah. Valentino does not freak out.
Is our momentum still correct? 2.
Yes. The momentum is still correct.
Is anyone?
We also need to go back and do something really quick.
Oh no.
Before we look at what Bug Eater did. Matthew, you rolled a 20.
Right.
In the 2D20 system. 20 is not the same as rolling a nat 1, an epic fail,
right?
But we do get to introduce a complication.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I think the complication for you is what would be a good complication for you to take on?
Can it be anything?
It's usually something to harm you,
right?
I mean, and usually is something.
Could it be something? Okay, could it be something like having seen that thing and realized that this helmet like allowed me to see it first, I'm going to be like abnormally attached to this helmet and want to wear it to make sure that nothing invisible tries to eat me?
No, that's not a complication.
Okay, that's like that's a character flaw.
That would be a truth that we would add to the scene. If you would have had, you know, if right. you had rolled a 1, then you could create that as a truth. Okay. I think this one is you are so freaked out by what you see. You take off the helmet and you fling it off into the into the grass, into the woods somewhere.
I think that's good. Yeah.
Okay. And then, of course, then the creature shimmers, comes forth. Everybody turns around to look for my guys. There's one success. So Nathan kind of has his back to the creature, doesn't really see anything till the last second. Peasley doesn't see anything. And then Clyde, who also has a success, and he screams. Oh, my God, what is that thing? And Bug Eater, what about you?
I was going to ask if I would be able to use one of them momentums.
You may, if you want, like.
Yeah, I'm good with it.
My will and resilience comes out to an 8.
Okay, yeah, well, you only need one success, so.
Yeah. So that adds an additional d20, right?
Yep.
Yes.
Okay.
Hey. Okay. Ooh,
hey.
Oh, hey. Don't worry about changing it, apparently.
Okay, you had an 8, right? So yes, you rolled a 1, so you get 2 successes off that, and yes, you add 1 momentum back into the pool for the one that you just used, so momentum stays at 2. Good job, Rob.
So Bug Eater does not go insane.
Well, he doesn't take any mental damage from seeing this monstrosity. So apparently, you know what, this thing, this writhing creature that is full of eyeballs, teeth, and tentacles that is standing before you, you know, doesn't freak any of you out.
Except for me.
And then it attacks.
Ah, ba-blam.
Ba-blam. It is going to swing out at Peasley. And so if you remember, for your armed combat, hand-to-hand combat, is agility plus fighting. And there is a thing in this called opposed tests. So I'm going to roll for the creature, and it swings out and completely misses Peasley. Just goes over his head wildly. Who would like to go next?
Blisco. Because Matthew's character did just yell to shoot, right?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Like, specifically at me to shoot that thing.
Mm-hmm. Because you've got the Flash Gordon gun.
That's what's in my hands. I'm going to shoot the Flash Gordon gun if I can.
Okay, so use Insight plus Engineering. There's a difficulty of 1 to use this.
Insight plus Engineering? Awesome. Mm-hmm.
This is a different gun.
Does my mechanical engineering focus help in this at all?
Yes, it does.
Okay.
Yeah, what is your focus in engineering?
My skill level in engineering is 4.
This means that you can get a critical success if you roll a 4 or less. Instead of a 1, now we can count 4 or less. We'll count as a critical success.
Oh, nice. And my insight has bonus damage, so that's a good thing, right?
Only if you succeed.
I'm aiming for success.
Okay.
Did we have to spend a fortune before or after?
You don't have to spend a fortune on this.
Okay.
But if you want to ensure success, then yes, you do have to spend a fortune ahead of time.
And this was one difficulty or two difficulty?
One level of difficulty.
Okay. I'm going to continue to spend the momentum to try and get as much out of this as possible.
Okay.
Because this thing is terrifying.
Agreed.
I mean, it's pretty scary.
So, ba-blam. Hey!
You ended up with 3 successes here because you're 2. You have that focus. So anything between 1 and 4 gives you the critical success. Uh-huh. So there's 2 there. You also rolled a 7. And so that gives you 3 successes. So you have now 3 momentum in this, and Rob, with this gun, you can roll 7 damage dice. Oh, 2. So, 3
because of my insight damage bonus?
Oh, yes. 3 because of that. So, you pull the trigger, and a bolt of blue lightning comes shooting out of the tip of the gun, and it strikes the beast, and you hear it. And it turns all of its eyes to you.
Oh, I don't like that.
How many is that?
How many?
I want to know.
How many eyes?
At least.
There's at least 10,000 eyes.
Ah.
Yeah. No, this thing is huge. Just like I said, every fold of skin. This is like, how to describe the skin. It's pink in places. It's covered in some kind of a gooey, sticky substance. And in other places, it's like pitch black, like it's almost burnt with this skin. And it's just constantly wriggling and moving.
Why do you hate me?
You sound uncomfortable, Matthew.
That sounds like the steak I tried to cook earlier today. If I'm being honest.
You guys, man. Just rock me to sleep tonight.
Now that, Rob, is there anything else you would like to do?
Back off, if I can.
Let's see. Yeah, you can do a move as a minor action. So if you would like to move, go ahead and move.
Okay. How many actions does it take to run screaming into the wood?
That would be, you could use two minor actions for the two moves.
I just shot this thing with a bolt of lightning and a... How far can I move?
You can move... Ranges, you could move... Right? So, yeah, so it's ranges. So let's say you could move out to, like, here if you wanted to.
Sure.
If that's the direction you're wanting to go. Now, that puts you now at a medium distance to the creature. So if you want to use that gun again, it's going to increase the difficulty. Does that make sense?
That makes sense.
Theodore, our good friend Clyde, just sees this thing. He's like, I just don't understand this. And he throws up his hand. He's like, get away from me. Suddenly, the air around him starts to spin. And let's see, who is standing? Valentino, you're standing the closest to Clyde. You notice that the necklace that he's been wearing, that little stone necklace that he's always constantly fiddling with, starts to glow a bright blue.
Oh, no.
And he throws his hands out as he says, get away from me.
Oh, no.
All of a sudden, a bunch of like rocks, dust, things just fly up in front of him and fly out towards the creature and strike the creature. But it doesn't look like it does anything. And Valentina, you see that that blue crystal around his neck just fades out the minute that he throws up his hands. Get away from me. And the wind whips up and throws some debris at the creature. But the creature appears to be unaffected.
Run!
Who would like to go next?
Are there any other Flash Gordon rifles in the building?
I mean, you could spend your turn and do a search. You would need to do a, what do we need here? We need an insight plus observation. And that would be your major action.
I feel like I haven't actually tried my standard sidearm.
Your standard sidearm? Your handgun?
No, I was thinking my rifle.
You could use your rifle if you want.
Yeah. I think I want to open fire.
Again, if you're going to shoot at something, you need to use coordination plus fighting.
Okay.
And you have a difficulty of one to hit the creature.
A difficulty of one.
Yeah, meaning you have to have one success.
I have to have one success. Got it. My coordination plus my other thing. What was my other thing?
Fighting.
Q. All right. So.
And these arms are like wiggling all around. Eyes are now scanning all over. It starts to see, oh, there's more people here than that person that just shot me with the lightning gun.
All right. So I have two dice to try and get this one success. The momentum pool is three. I could theoretically use something from the momentum pool. Is this correct?
You could. So you need to roll less than an 11 for a success.
That's about a 50-50 shot. Let's try it. What's the worst that could happen? We all get eaten and, you know, our souls are dragged around like silly putty.
Momentum.
We do have momentum.
Like,
what do you think, Rob? Should
I?
Yeah, go for it.
I'm saying this feels like a good time to spend momentum to deal with whatever this gibbering monstrosity is.
Well, when you put it like that, momentumizing. So I would like to use a momentum.
So let's just kind of recap on what momentum can do.
Right.
You can spend one momentum to get one additional die to use in your attack, in your skill test, right?
Right. So instead of a 2d20, it could be a 3d20.
Correct.
giving
you could make it a 4d20 if you wanted to use two more momentum.
So the first, I can get an extra die for one momentum. Then the next die would cost us two momentum.
And the next die after that would
four.
Then it would cost you three die is three.
Okay. Okay. I don't feel like I want to burn all of our momentum right now because A, I don't know whether the lead is going to do anything to this whirling mess of human stew.
There's only one way to find out.
And that's true. I'm going to burn one momentum and I'm going to go three successes.
Oh, wow. Bang, you get three successes. Bang. So you add two more momentum to your pool for a total of four momentum. So this is good. All right. So with your rifle, Matthew, it is saying that you need to use a five damage die. So 5d6.
5d6 damage die. And they go to whoosh. Bump, 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 bump.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Wow. Really nice.
Wait, I rolled five die and got seven things?
Yeah. So the effects on this one, your guns really don't have an effect with them. Mm-hmm. So we count those effect as extra points of damage.
Cool.
So yeah.
Nice. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
Yeah. You basically shoot.
I got him in the eye 10 times.
Basically shot it in the eye,
and
it roared, slams one of its tentacles down on the ground, boom, and you guys can just feel the earth shake, and you've now really irritated this creature.
What are the pluses and minuses on the damage dice?
The minuses are nothing. You rolled a zero for the damage. So what it's doing is it's adding all of the dice that he rolled, five of them, and so you've got, essentially, if those were numbers, so it'd be like 6 + 1 + 6 + 1, that kind of stuff. So what it's saying is +1 + effect. So the +1 means there's +1 + effect on that.
So blank +1 + mine.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Yep.
So it's kind of like the fudge dice when we were playing.
I just rolled like a lot of blanks.
Yes. Right. Yes, you did.
Blank, you get a plus, you get a minus.
Yeah. So yes, that's on the dice. It is two effects. A one is one hit, a two is two hits, and then three and four are zero hits. So there are three more people left to go. There's Valentino, there's Dutch, and there's Peasley.
Yeah, does Clyde kind of seem still like out of it?
He looks a little, you know, he does that. He's thrown up his arms. It's happening all so fast. I mean, he throws up his arms. Get away from me. The dust and everything swirls and the debris flies at him. And then you hear a gunshot from behind you. I mean, based on the angle of where Doc is and where you are and where the creature is, that bullet whizzes right past your head. So if you spin around to look at Doc and then you're looking at Clyde as well, there's just terror in his eyes.
Okay. Yeah, I think I'm going to kind of just turn and like shake and probably give him a slap and tell Clyde, come on, man, we got to book it. Let's get out of here.
We got to fight this thing. This is a Nazi. This here's a Nazi. Nazi weapon.
All the better get out of here till we can deal with it. And I think I'm going to start running for the tree line as well.
Okay.
So however far I can get.
You can get about the same distance that Rob's at. You can move one zone.
I'll go more like laterally so he maybe kind of spread out. Yeah, maybe over there. Okay. Let's not clump up, I think.
Dutch?
Dutch has been inside the tent this whole time. But the tent probably has flaps through which he could have seen this thing.
Mm-hmm.
So he's gonna try to sneak out the back of the tent and hope that something that has a thousand eyes isn't going to spot him.
Okay, so you're gonna need to do a stealth on this. Yeah. So you need to roll probably, what is it gonna be? Agility plus stealth?
Agility plus stealth.
What do you have any focuses or anything on stealth?
No. Okay. My agility plus stealth is an 8. So not great at this.
Okay.
I'll take a momentum if people are okay with that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Crunch all you want. We'll make
2 successes.
Hey. Right. Well, you know what? I didn't tell you what a difficulty was. That should have been a difficulty of 2 on that just because of your proximity to the beast.
Okay.
So yes, you sneak out the back of the tent and you can move one or two. You can move up to here.
Yeah. So I'm basically trying to get into these trees here.
Okay.
Can I take any sort of additional action?
You can, because we're going to use your stealth as part of your minor with the move. Okay. So if you would like to attack or catch your breath or, you know, rush at something.
Yeah, I think I'll try to attack it.
Okay.
Since it seems that hitting it with bullets is effective enough. So
yeah,
I mean, bullets seem to go in.
Bullets seem to go in. Let's just say that.
Yeah. So yeah, let me take a shot at it. Dutch is actually going to use his handgun unless I'm not close there.
You are within, I will say 2 squares of it is close range. So,
okay. I'm close to it because it's so big.
Yes, it is. I mean, this thing is, I mean, I know it's small on the map, but this thing is massive. Think of like a country barn, not like the big 2-story red barn, although this thing is approaching that. That is the size of this thing. It towers above you.
Yeah.
It's not small on the map, Steven. It's 4x4.
Yeah, but I want to impress upon you the size of a barn is pretty darn big. Maybe 4x4 is maybe.
Okay, I'm gonna take a shot at it with my handgun. I have a focus on handguns, but I don't remember what that does for me.
Lowers the crit range or increases the crit range for your successes.
Okay, so then that'll be. I won't take any momentum.
Okay.
My coordination is 11. Fighting is 2, so that's 13.
Mm-hmm.
Anything else that I need to throw in?
Unless you want to use a momentum.
Go for it. It seems to be building us up more than anything.
Okay. I'll throw a momentum in. So 3d20, less than 13. 2 successes.
Okay, you got 2 successes on that. You only needed 1, so I'm going to have to wait until after you guys roll before I change your momentum pools.
Oh, actually, 3 successes, isn't it? With a 2?
Oh, yeah, with a 2. Yeah. So you got 3 successes on that.
Oh, because of my...
Focus. Yeah, because of your focus.
On my focus. Okay,
yeah.
Cool.
So there's a couple of things we can do on here. So your pistol is 4 damage. Mm-hmm. You have the ability to use something called a salvo. And a salvo...
It's like a reload, and the hammer at it.
Yeah.
I think I know that it like costs you a reload, right? So basically it empties out.
Well, each gun is considered to have 3 ammo, and activating the salvo costs you 1 of your ammo. And if you have 0 ammo, then you can't use that gun.
Yeah. Like anymore during the...
Right, yeah. Right.
Okay.
And so we're not keeping... So just so you know, we don't keep track of the individual bullets. So you have an infinite supply of bullets, but if you want to use a salvo, it will cost you 1 of your clips. So now you would only have 2 clips, so you'd only have a chance to do the salvo 2 more times.
You can decide to fire a salvo, emptying an entire clip into the enemy. To make a salvo attack, spend 1 ammo before you roll to see if the attack is successful. When you make a salvo range attack, you can choose to add the weapon effect listed to the weapon salvo entry. In the rare cases, a weapon salvo entry lists more than one effect. Choose one of these each time. So that would be like vicious.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. So that will do an extra damage as well.
Okay. If we're trying it out and
let's try
you
it.
Allow me to do it. Yep. I'll do that. So he will Dutch will like very sneakily go into those bushes and then totally cowboy, like movie cowboy style, like pop out of them and like fan the hammer at it. Just like bang, 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 bang.
Okay.
That was completely obviating or, you know, nullifying any stealth.
Okay. So roll some damage.
Okay. So do I roll more damage?
Let's add one more dice to your damage roll.
Okay. 3, 4, 5, 6.
5.
5? Okay.
Yeah, add 1 to the total stress inflicted for each effect roll, but we'll just count it as an extra die. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Okay, so you do 6 damage to it, and you also hit one of its one of its tentacles. For whatever reason, you don't hit a large mass.
Mm-hmm.
And you shoot that tentacle off, and just a spray of black fluid, blood, viscous material just comes shooting out towards you. Now it is Peasley's turn. He pulls out his rifle, and he's in a close range, and I think that increases the damage or the difficulty with this gun. So he's going to shoot at it. He only achieves one success, so he does not succeed in hitting the creature. That's okay, though, because the creature reaches out a large tentacle to try and grab Clyde. And so I need to roll. Oh, this thing, two successes. So now I have to roll a opposed test in a hand-to-hand combat. If you swing at somebody, you roll your agility plus fighting to block the attack in a hand-to-hand combat fight. You also roll, the person that's being attacked also rolls agility plus fighting. Well, there's one success. So unfortunately, the creature succeeds in this combat. The tentacle reaches out and grabs Clyde around the throat. And you just hear Clyde, no. I don't know if you can hear how many dice are being rolled here.
I can tell.
Clyde killer.
He is definitely a Clyde killer. You see his neck, his head just kind of twists at a weird angle, like a neck is not supposed to go at a 50 degree angle from vertical. And you hear a loud pop.
But Clyde.
The creature pulls Clyde toward him and starts to rip his arms and legs from his body with the tentacles. Who would like to go?
Like,
I think we all went.
Yeah, I know that the top of the round was the creature went first, then everybody went. We're at the top of the round.
That's not the kind of went I meant.
Yeah.
Yes. Went. Yes. That is the that's the after effects of rolling that 20 is you wet yourself, Matthew.
Is it time to run screaming into the trees? Or
I mean, you're doing some damage to it. I mean, are you guys going to be running? I mean, you're kind of spread out, or are you going to be true Americans and fight this thing?
Does Bug Eater still have the Flash Gordon frap gun?
Yep. He does.
And so is the tent between me.
No, you've got line of sight.
Okay.
I mean, this thing's towers over this tent by a complete story, Matthew. So it's you guys have no difficulty shooting at this creature if you like.
Bug Eater will start yelling for everybody to scatter and he'll provide cover.
So how are you going to do that?
Shoot at the monster as soon as it goes towards someone else, basically.
Okay, well, it's already ripped apart one of your comrades.
Fair.
And appears to be eating it.
I'll go first then.
Okay.
Shoot at it right now.
Go for it. Again, on this one, you need to roll. This time, you can roll you figured out how the gun works. Mm-hmm. So you can just roll a regular attack, a regular ranged attack. Coordination plus fighting. You are at a longer distance, so difficulty of 2 here.
Oh.
You need 2 successes.
I want to do coordination plus fighting. I want to continue to use my insight.
Sorry, dude.
And my engineering.
Engineering. You figured out how to work the gun. Now you can shoot.
Now you're worse, just a gun. Yeah, great.
It's just a gun. I mean, it's still a laser gun or a lightning gun.
Yeah. I no longer have bonus damage. I no longer have extra crit.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I got significantly worse at this as soon as I learned how to use it.
that track.
My ability, like my roll is one less. So it's one momentum gets us one die. 3 momentum gets us 2 dice.
Yes.
Yes.
Well, we're racking up momentum. So,
and you did know when you did fire that gun, the creature did react to it.
Yeah.
And so it's probably, maybe to your skilled mind, looks like it probably does more damage to the creature than either a handgun or a rifle does.
Not based on the dice rolls.
Well.
Yeah. No, I get it. Yeah. I'll spend 3 momentum since we've racked up 5 to get 4 dice total.
Okay.
Because I need two successes, and I've got a 12 on this. Hey, three successes. Three successes. One of which is a crit.
One of those is
a crit. Four successes. So
four successes.
I got the momentum back.
All right.
Or no, again, you got two of it back.
You got two of it back. This gun, again, you roll seven damage on it.
Now, you could spend momentum for more dice.
You can do that.
Okay. Is it the same rate?
You can empower the result, so you can add one challenge die to the pool per momentum. So you can go up to three momentum spins to add three more dice to your pool. So you could roll 10 instead of seven.
And that would cost three total momentum.
Yes, that would cost three total momentum. Or if you just want to add one additional damage, just one momentum.
I'm just going to add one just so I don't take the entire pool away from everybody.
Okay. Yeah.
But hopefully can at least... Hey, there we go.
Nice. One, two.
Is there an effect on this thing?
And the effect is called Gazorch.
No, it also just has the vicious. So it's going to add...
So it's nine damage? Four.
Yeah, nine damage to this. Yeah, so this time, Rob, the gun glows extra bright as you pull that trigger, and this lightning just shoots out, just arcs out across the camp area, striking the creature up top and literally just slicing a big chunk of meat from its body. I mean, this is just like if somebody... decided to grab a really hot rod of iron in their hand, you would have a little trough of burnt skin where that hot piece of iron was. That's what happens on this creature. And it just lets out an incredible roar. Because it is reacting in pain. And the noise echoes across the area. You can just hear it just echoing and reverbing. The creature, you did so much damage to this creature, Rob. Yeah. That it is shook.
How damaged was it?
Well, let's talk about that just real quick. So in this game, you have injuries. Each one of you has an injury. You'll look on your sheet. You have three blank areas for your injuries, which means that you can suffer three injuries before you're defeated, mm-hmm. which means you have to fill up your stress track first, and then you suffer an injury. Unless you suffer at least five damage in a single attack. If you suffer at least five damage in a single attack, you take on an injury instantly, even though your stress track may not be filled up. So this attack that you did, Rob, was so hurtful on this creature. You can see it flinch. You can see the damage that you have done with it. And you have inflicted an injury onto this thing. And it's screaming now, even though it's had its food. It is screaming in pain.
You know, it's had its Clyde.
Yes. Did you get your daily dose of Clyde today? New Clyde. Not like the old Clyde. New and improved Clyde. Only from...
Calamo.
All right, Rob. Anything else you would like to do? It seems to be stuck in its space right now.
I think we're good for here. For right now.
Okay. All right. I think Peasley will go next, and he's going to move back to here, also into the trees. So he's going to get some cover, and he is going to fire at the creature with his rifle once again. I forgot. I don't need Clyde's character sheet anymore. How sad. How sad. Poor Clyde.
How sad. Immediate shredder noises.
Yeah. he has two successes on this thing. So he will also roll some damage, four damage on this. This time the damage, you know, he shoots at the creature. The bullet kind of hits the creature, but I think the creature is still focusing more on the pain that was inflicted by that big lightning that came out of the trees that it doesn't appear to have any effect on the creature. The creature reaches out and whips at the tent, knocking it down.
I'm just sort of standing here in the clearing.
Yeah, but you seem also to be out of reach of this creature, but well within range of your rifle.
Oh, well, then I shall shoot it some more.
Okay.
In fact, I think I shall shoot it the same way I shooted it previously. and maybe
which is how
use one of our monuments.
When we use one of your momentums to get an extra dice.
Yep.
Okay. So you're rolling three against your coordination and fighting.
Two successes.
Three successes, actually, because you rolled a one.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, good.
You That's only needed one. So roll those 5D damage if you like.
I could theoretically add more damage with
you wanted to spend another momentum, sure.
But I don't
want to. I mean, you can roll more damage die. You won't add more damage to the roll.
Right. Okay.
One, two, three, four, five. You, four. Again, you shoot at it, and it was in the middle of its roar. And you shot it right in one of its big canine teeth there in the front. And you chip that tooth. This creature will need to go and see a dentist very soon.
Oh, man. That's an effect.
That was before socialized medicine in Europe.
I know, right? It's going to cost him. Valentino right. or Dutch? He's
probably going to be a guy.
If I try, I have a way to put a stun on an attack. Would that be helpful at all?
It will prevent the creature from acting on its next turn.
Okay. I'll do that. It costs two momentum for me to do that. And that's just, I think that's just putting the attack on or putting the thing. I don't think I get additional dice for that.
No.
So, yeah. Dutch is going to try to fire on it from where he is. And
what are you using to stun it?
I think I better use my handgun again because I have a focus.
Okay.
So, yeah, judging from how it has been reacting to everything, Dutch is basically going to try to hit the basically where it's like split, you know, because of the lightning attack. There are probably parts that look scarred and parts that look raw. So Dutch is going to try to put a bullet right where it looks raw.
Okay.
And hope for the best.
All right.
So 2d20.
Uh-huh. You only need one success.
Yep. Less than 13. Two successes. Wow. Three successes.
Three successes on that. You guys are really doing good on your successes.
Yeah.
I was really not expecting this. So you fire at the creature and you hit it right in one of the sore spots. I don't know if you hit it in the area that just got zapped by the lightning bolt or if you hit it in that area where the tooth got chipped off, because I don't know if you guys have ever had a chipped tooth and then have something touch some hot metal touch that tooth. It is excruciatingly painful, and the creature lets you know that because it kind of turns and it kind of doubles over towards you, Rodrigo, as it's screaming. And you see on top of its head or on top of the creature what looks like a human face that is stretched super tight across the skin. And it's like a person's face. It's got a beard. It's got a mustache. It's got eyes. It's got hair where, you know, where your hairline would be. It's got a human mouth and it is screaming at you. Oh, but it's so bent over in pain that it will not be able to act on its turn.
Okay. Too bad it didn't stay.
Dutch will get out a, like, we'll say it has a human face.
Yeah.
But at the end of that, he's already throwing up.
Oh, okay.
Like, literally, we'll just bend over and throw up.
Okay. Yeah, Yeah. Valentino, it has a human.
I guess let's see if we can do something to put it out of its misery.
Okay. You have a difficulty of two if you decide to shoot on it because of your range.
Well, I think I'm going to kind of continue to make my way towards trees and bury myself in a bit more. And I'm just going to take my rifle and fire a random shot at it. Not expecting much.
You want to throw momentum in there? Nope.
Nope.
Zero successes on this. The gun fires wide and misses the creature. Although, you know, they say you can't, your shooting is so bad, you can't hit the broadside of a barn. In this case, your shooting is so bad, Valentino, that you can't hit the broadside of a Cthulian creature that is wandering through the woods at night.
Literally the side of a barn.
That's all right. I got other concerns going on right now.
All right. So that ends that round. Top of the round, the creature is still disoriented or in pain. The human face continues to look at Dutch, but it doesn't look like it is trying to attack.
Oh, okay. Now it's trying to communicate.
Maybe. I don't know.
The human face.
It's a human face on top of all of this other stuff. So all of these tentacles, all of this like raw meat, oozing, undulating stuff, all of these eyeballs that are looking around, the thousands of teeth that are gnashing and mouths that are opening and closing, little mouths, Matthew, big mouths, on top of all of that, on top of this mound of fleshy stuff that has been tromping through the German forest and coming at you, there is a stretched out human face.
I am going to shoot the human face right between the eyes in an act of kindness so that if it is a human and there's any consciousness in there, I am going to end its life quickly and as humanely as a man with a gun can from across a clearing.
Good luck.
Okay.
I need one success.
I need one success. What if I were to use a monument?
You only need one success.
I only need one success. And I've been doing pretty well. And I got
an 11. You need to run your coordination plus fighting.
And I hit a nat 1, so I got 2 successes.
You got 2 successes on that thing. So now you may roll 5. You may roll 5 damage on it.
Okay. So what does the second success do there? Does it just mean that I definitely...
It adds to the momentum.
No, it adds to your momentum. Anytime you have a success beyond the number of successes you need for a skills challenge, it adds to your momentum pool.
Oh, also, okay. I don't think I rolled damage when I hit it because we were so excited about the stun. The stun working.
Yeah. So let's have Matthew shoot it, and then you can shoot it, Rodrigo, for damage. So Matthew, roll your 5D.
I got a 1 plus effect, a 1 plus effect, something, and a 2. What's a 2?
2 damage.
Oh, cool. So 5 damage or 7?
You split that human head. Mm-hmm. You shoot its nose off.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just like, Father! Father! And it starts to amble towards you.
Towards me?
Yeah. Rodrigo, you can roll some damage.
1?
Yeah, it's stunned, and I think it's more stunned that you hit it than it is that any damage.
Yeah, I hit a nerve, nothing valuable or vital.
Right. Easily went. Doc is gone. Who else would like to go?
I would like to go.
Okay.
Is he saying Father?
I don't know. It's hard to hear. I mean, it's not hard to hear because it's screaming out, but it's got 1,000 mouths. Who knows what it's saying?
Yeah, I'm going to be like, hang on a second.
Sprechen Sie Deutsch?
Like, shout at it.
It is too far gone to want to hold a conversation with you.
Okay. I will shout out. Okay, yeah, it's too far gone. I'll try to shoot it again. I'll throw momentum in since
they went to all the trouble of having one.
Yeah. Sure. Here come 3d20, less than 13, for 2 successes.
Go ahead and do some damage to it.
1 again, I believe.
Okay. Again, just hits the creature, but it's not having it.
Can I tell if this is like, if it has like armor or something like that, that's like soaking?
You could probably do some reason and observation.
Okay.
With a difficulty of 1.
Reason is 8. Observation is 2. So 10. Two successes.
This creature pretty big. And I think you figure out that it is got a pretty thick hide, even though it's, you know, masses of flesh and sinew and tentacle goodness. It does have some protection from attack.
Good to know.
Bug Eater or Valentino?
Krakow?
You pull the trigger. Nothing happens.
We forgot to charge it.
You got
to
wind it.
What do you remember from when you were examining the gun?
There were like battery packs.
Yeah, there's something in there. Like some sort of actual ammunition.
Yeah, there's something in there that's powering it. Bug Eater, why don't you roll a reason plus engineering?
Mechanical engineering?
Yeah, if you want to use that as your focus, sure.
I would very much like to have those.
Yeah, if you just have a focus in there, you can just say, hey, I've got a focus on mechanical engineering, and that will add to your role.
Yep. You said reason and engineering?
Yes.
I got a success.
Okay, one success. It appears that whatever was powering this thing is no longer powering this thing.
You had to roll the dice to tell you that.
I mean, I noticed also that, you know, earlier when you opened it up, if you remember, there was like a blue something in there.
Uh-huh.
It's not blue anymore.
No one's actually close to camp anymore.
The dock is the closest. Mm. He hasn't moved.
The dock has just been sort of standing here, stunned, and shooting.
Is that my full action or whatever? I'm going to have to remember these actions.
You can do a move or an attack with one of your other guns that you have.
Yeah, I'll attack with the regular old rifle.
Go for it.
Do I need two successes for this one still? Oh, no, yes. This is medium range.
Oh, no, you're in medium range with this, yeah. So you only need the one success.
Bend a momentum to...
Okay.
Oh, good. I got a success.
A success. Congratulations. You may attempt to do damage to the creature.
Five, right? Right.
Yep. Damn, five on that one. Yes.
Woo. Seven. Eight.
Oh. Eight damage, huh?
That's the damage, right?
You certainly hit it. It certainly felt a little bit of that pain.
Oh, trying to be
Here's
tricky.
The thing. He disappears.
What? Wait, disappears like turns invisible again?
Yeah, turns invisible again.
Hmm.
You can still hear it breathing. You can still see it whipping around and doing stuff. You just can't see it. So a difficulty to hit this now in a close range. If you've got a close weapon, you need a difficulty of two. If you're in a medium weapon, you'll need a difficulty of two. If you're far, if you're outside the range of medium or close, it would be a difficulty of three. To hit in that area. I think Valentino is the only one that needs to go next, right? Or last in this round.
I believe Valentino is the only one.
Yeah, I guess I'll try to aim at where it was and take another shot off.
Okay.
So no successes there, so I'll re-roll that 15 with my aiming.
Okay, and that's using a fortune, or is that just using your...
He took a minor action to aim.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yep.
So...
Okay.
Hey, there's a success.
One success.
All right. So I will try to roll damage. Five.
It looks like it hit something.
I think I got something. Still there.
Still there. I'm going to spend a threat here. Wow. I get a threat back on that.
That's bad.
That is bad because all of a sudden, as the creature starts to dematerialize, everybody suffers, not too bad, 4 mental stress, and all of a sudden no one can move.
Now previously did I
yes if you have courage, you can reduce the stress that you take, but if you have no courage, then you will suffer the 4 damage. So Matthew, you don't suffer any mental stress, but you are snared.
Right. I'm weird.
The only thing that you can do is try to break free using a will plus resilience test with a difficulty of 3.
Oh,
who would like to go?
I would like
to go. Will plus resilience.
Will plus resilience, a difficulty of 3.
I would.
And this is your major action to break free.
My major action to break free. So in order to get a difficulty of 3, I'm going to have to use a momentum.
Yep.
Okay. So I'm definitely going to use a will plus resilience.
Will plus resilience.
Is 10.
Yep, is 10. And okay. You have no focuses.
But since, you know, I was not shaken by the strange shaking.
You still need to have a difficulty of 3. 3 successes.
Skrakow. Mother pus bucket. 2
successes. You feel like you could move have you ever had sleep paralysis where you wake up in the middle of the night and your body can't doesn't want to move, but you know that if you could just scream out, or you know that if you could just get your pinky toe to wiggle a little bit, it would break the spell.
Haven't that's you horrified me enough for this episode?
No, not enough. Okay. A vampire jumps out and grabs you and eats you. No, you feel like if you could have put a little bit more willpower into this, you could have broken free, but you are still snared.
Yeah, that would be a skill test to determine if you would get a mental scar.
King, you hear this boom, boom. You can see like the tent that's been knocked down. You see the depression of the giant, like barrel size footprint, just pushing down onto it as it starts to move towards the east. Who would like to go next?
I think I'd like to go.
All right, Valentino, you need to roll a will plus resistance, difficulty of 3.
Being generally in the east, and what do we have? We're sitting at 4 momentum?
Yep.
I'll go ahead and spend one of those.
Okay.
So I will try now with 3 dice. Two successes.
Same thing. It's just, it's almost like you're like, oh my gosh, if I could just, I'm so terrified over all of this stuff. I've just seen one of my comrades get ripped to shreds and devoured by this creature. I've seen it materialize, go immaterial again. It is the most disgusting, fetid thing. And now, all of a sudden, you can smell it, Valentino. And so can you, Doc. It smells like rotted flesh. Who would like to go next?
Try it.
All right.
I'm going to spend a momentum.
Okay.
And then I will spend a fortune to set that die to a 1.
Okay. So you got 2 successes already.
Will 7, resilience 2, so 9.
So you got 3 successes.
I got it.
You see this thing pass by you, or you don't see it pass by you. Sense it passing by you because the ground is rumbling and you can see the footprints and you can smell the awful stink of this thing. And you feel like you can move if you wanted to move or act if you wanted to act.
I will act.
Okay.
What I will act and do is. Has anybody not gone yet?
Me.
Bug Eater's okay. Not gone.
Did I spend my major action?
No.
Okay. This isn't going to help him too much. I was thinking of assisting him, but actually my role's not great.
Assisting Buggy? One that's all the way across the clearing?
Yeah. Okay. Assisting him in his will save or whatever.
Okay.
Your role is better than mine was.
Okay. In that case, I'm going to sling my rifle and take a shot at the general area Bug Eater's in and shout, snap out of it, Bug Eater, you've got the magic gun. And try to assist him on his snap out of it test.
All right. So what does your assist do, Rodrigo?
So assist another character's test on their turn, but consumes my major action.
Okay.
Roll 1d20 along with them using my own attribute and skill. Oh, okay. If they generate any successes, add my successes. So
okay.
He still does his, I roll mine. Any successes that I get are added, but he has to get at least 1 success.
Yeah. Bug Eater, please roll your will plus resilience, difficulty of 3. You have 2 momentum, or you could give me a point of threat.
Yeah, spend at least 1 momentum. That's fine.
I do have
fortune still. I only spent 1 so far, so I still got 2, which I will go ahead and spend so to make that first one an automatic success, right?
Yep.
So I'm only rolling 2, and I get the successes that Rodrigo just gave me.
He still has to roll.
Yeah.
Okay.
So you have 2. You got 3 successes, Rodrigo. Yeah. You can roll 1d20 resistance plus will.
Oh, so this is only 1?
Yeah. 0 success. Nothing. So you got, you shot at Bug Eater?
Mm-hmm.
All right. So Bug Eater, there is a bullet just hits the tree that you're hiding in and a branch comes flying off and pokes you in the ear. And that's enough for you to just kind of break out of the spell that you seem to be under. And you can have an action.
Bang.
With your regular gun, your rifle, okay.
I mean, the other one, Quick check. Is the glowy thing glowing?
No.
No. Okay. Then yeah.
All right. So difficulty of two, because this thing is invisible now.
I don't want to spend our last threat, or not threat, momentum.
You know. You've also, you've already used a fortune this round, so you can't
use another. Yeah, I used a fortune to be able to do anything.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll just see if we can get lucky. I've got a better than 50-50. We got lucky!
Yeah!
Nice. So you fire in the direction, you fire right past Doc's head. He can feel the bullet whiz by. He kind of wishes that he had that helmet still instead of throwing it off into the bushes somewhere.
Kind of
poop. Three?
Maybe you hit it. You don't know. You don't. The creature isn't screaming. So maybe you hit it. But
thunk.
No, you don't. I'm not even sure you hear that.
Why aren't you using the thing?
It's out of ammo. I need more of these.
All right. I need Dutch, Valentino, and Doc all to give me an agility plus fighting opposed test. Difficulty of three.
Oh, agility.
How does that even work?
Who stands a chance of making this?
I mean, anyone that stands a chance of it.
Agility plus fighting.
Agility plus fighting, you need three successes.
Yeah, that's a 9 for me.
That's an 8.
That's a 7.
Agility plus fighting, that's an 8 for me.
Wow.
I'm out of range, aren't I?
Yeah, you're not. This doesn't impact you.
I'll steal the momentum.
Okay.
And I can use a fortune.
You can. Mm-hmm. If you have any fortune left. I think you only have one fortune left.
When did I use my other?
Last episode.
Okay, I'm rolling d20. And it's agility 7. Was that agility plus fighting?
Agility plus fighting, yeah. It's an opposed test.
Okay. Two successes, so not even.
Okay, you fail. You are going to take the 2, 3, 4, 5. The smell of this creature as it passes you, Rodrigo, is just so overwhelming. If you thought throwing up at the sight of the face, the human face on the top of this creature, was bad, this is 10 times worse. It's like rotting flesh and skunk and day-old socks that have been sitting out in the rain. You need to take 5 physical damage from that. Your retching is just so out of control. And if you have armor, you can reduce that from your armor. So your armor is 2, so you can reduce that.
So if I use a fortune, I will have no fortune left.
Right.
And I can roll. So I would be rolling 2d20 with 1 automatic
success. You would roll 1d20. You would already have 2 successes.
In the can.
Yep.
And it would be the d20 less than 8 or more than 8?
Whatever your agility plus fighting is.
So less.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Gra-cow.
0 successes. Again, this thing comes close to you and it just, this, you know, kind of stuff. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Oh, you take 6 physical as well. And let's see, you don't have, do you? You have 1 armor, so you can take 5 armor or 5 damage, 5 physical damage.
Okay.
But remember what we talked about earlier with an injury?
Mm-hmm. You take 5.
This thing is so bad that you have to immediately suffer not only the 5 physical damage, but you suffer an immediate injury.
Oof.
In this case, I think your stomach is so in knots that you are choking on your own vomit.
All right. So choking on vomit goes under injury.
Yes.
And then I put 5 in my stress boxes.
Mm-hmm.
Now I have a bunch of X's already in the bottom row of
your top row is the one, the only one that matters. And when that gets filled up, then some other things happen.
But we don't differentiate between physical stress and mental stress on that.
No, not really. I mean, just kind of keep it in mind. When I announce the damage amount that you're taking, if it's physical, then you look at your armor and reduce that. If you want to put M's and P's in there, you can. I mean, Doc is just like falls to the ground, just choking on what he had for lunch this afternoon.
Gross.
Yeah.
He's just grossed out.
Yeah.
as are all of our listeners.
I hope so. I mean, you got a guy named Bug Eater. Are you not grossed out by that?
He's not grossed out. See, it pays off.
Yeah. How much damage have I taken?
Did you not succeed?
No, I rolled one
success. Oh, okay. 3 physical damage.
Okay, good. So I'm okay right now.
If you have armor, you can...
Yeah.
Yeah, if you have armor, that. So you would probably only take 2 damage.
Yeah.
Reducing that armor.
Which is good. I'm starting to look pretty high on stress here.
Okay. Who is still snared? Doc and Valentino are still snared. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
We can start this round again. Rodrigo, what would you like to do?
I think Dutch is going to try to sprint back into the camp and knock some of these crates over and look for ammo for the zap gun.
Okay. So you move. Uh-huh. And you will need to do a observation plus...
Insight and observation?
Insight and observation, correct.
Okay. That's not terrible. And we're out of momentum, so...
You only need 1 success.
Okay.
We could give him a threat.
You can give me a threat.
Actually, I have a fortune, so I'm just going to spend a fortune on this. Hopefully that'll help generate some momentum.
That seems like some worthwhile spending.
So I'll roll 1d20 for 1 success. So
okay.
Generate 2 momentum, hopefully.
Generate 2 momentum. So you ran into camp looking for what specifically?
Glowy blue nonsense.
You do not find any glowy blue nonsense. You do, however, find plenty of bullets for regular guns.
Mm.
So you can fill that ammo clip back up.
Okay. Can I shout something?
Sure.
I don't see any magic ammo in here.
I'm going to attempt to shoot the thing again. Okay. Are we able to see it again? Or is that?
Yeah, it starts to materialize. You can start making out a shape. Difficulty of 1 to hit it.
Ba-blam.
A blam. 1 success. Oh. You have 1 success and 1 complication. Complication should be what?
I don't know.
I think at this point you are too afraid to fire again because you now are afraid you might hit Doc.
Okay.
We'll make that a complication for this. So you basically can't act on the next round.
Okay.
Well, you can still roll some damage. You can still roll some damage.
6?
All right. Creatures are looking pretty bad. You start to see, like, I mean, the thing's covered in gross, viscous fluids of some kind, but it appears that there's a lot more viscous fluids than you thought there were before.
Can I run over to the...
Sure. Matthew, you need to roll a will plus resistance difficulty of 3 to break the spell.
Tell go how ahead. Far that thing reaches at all.
It reaches within 2 squares of it.
Okay. So I can come over to the crates over here and
find
and show show Dutch the thing. It's like, it's this thing. We need more of these.
Okay. Do I see any more of those around?
I mean, not in the crates that you're standing by.
Okay, that's fine.
Yeah.
At that moment, through the trees, a giant bolt of green energy, like that lightning gun you were just shooting, but probably 10 times brighter, and this emerald green bolt of energy strikes out from the woods and smashes into this creature. The creature screams, "Oh!" As the beam pierces its body, more black fluid, more viscous material just all over the ground.
Oh, God.
The creature writhes. It attempts to move more towards the east, towards the attack, but then its body shudders and it collapses to the ground with a big boom. It's dead.
What?
And at that moment, from the trees, a platoon of British soldiers burst forth from the forest. The leader of the group waves the soldiers forward, and they swarm over the camp, securing the dead creature and quickly overturning the entire camp, looking through everything. They're picking up the tent that was knocked over. They're pushing you out of the way and going through the boxes. They're looking through the little kits that are still on the ground. One soldier stands near the edge of the camp with a massive weapon that looks like a bazooka with a giant green gem attached to the back. Now he's on high alert and he's scanning the area looking for potential more monsters. The captain of the British squad approaches you. He's tall, just over 6 feet. He's wearing a black knitted pullover. You can tell that this guy is packed with muscles. This guy works out every single day. He's a real commando. He's got a mustache. He's got a day's growth of beard. And while everyone else in that British platoon that has come out looks harried and dirty, the captain looks clean and neat.
Oh, Americans, wondering when you'd stumble upon you lot. Captain Harris, section M.
And he turns and shouts,
"All right, lads, get the sky on. We need to get back to base quickly before it starts to decompose."
What do you guys do? Valentino and Doc, you can move. One of the soldiers is scouting out to the west and is coming out from the trees.
"Oi, there's a passed out one over here."
And you can see him dragging Peasley out from the forest. One of the guys is standing next to Bug Eater.
"You lads do know that this air rifle can be used to kill the beast, right?"
"Yeah, we shot it twice.
We tried.
And then we just stopped glowing.
We do not have enough powers."
"Oh, well, the problem appears to be with its air unit. It's already depleted its charges. See the blue crystal here?"
"Yeah, yeah." Mm-hmm.
I
figured that one out.
So he takes the weapon from you and hands it to one of the other members of the British forces.
Yeah, I'll point at the dead Germans. Be like, "Oh, this was their camp.
We know that. We've been tracking this air beast for 2 weeks. We've been tracking these Germans doing the same thing as well. You lads aren't supposed to be on this air side of the border."
We got lost.
"They got lost."
And you hear some chuckling and laughter from everybody. You see them pouring over the creature. They've kind of a truck rolls up through the clearing. They're throwing ropes and netting and canvas and whatever they can over this creature to cover it up. And they're hauling it up onto the truck. They're going through the camp.
I'm guessing you all know that thing has a human face on top of it, right?
"Yeah."
"Okay. Carry on."
"It's an abomination, is what it is."
"How did they make it?"
"We don't know that just yet."
"So it is a German weapon?"
"Yeah, now. How about we take you to our camp? Get you boys patched up and get you back to your group."
"Bounce."
"Oh, we lost one of ours, so can you guys help recover the remains?"
"I'm sorry about that. We will certainly get his remains."
"All right.
So are you going to go with him?"
"Yeah."
"Yeah."
Mm-hmm. All right. Critical Hit Punch All Nazis is a production of Major Spoilers Entertainment and was produced and edited by me, Steven Schleicher. If you would like to get a behind-the-scenes making of this episode, be sure to check out the GM Roundtable Octoon Cthulhu Edition at our Patreon page, patreon.com/majorspoilers. Each week I discuss my plans for the upcoming game session, and Dr. Brad Will is there to share his reactions and advice on how to be a better game master. I will warn you, though, there are spoilers galore in every installment of the GM Roundtable Octoon Cthulhu edition. So, if you don't like spoilers and don't want to know what I am planning next, don't listen to these episodes. Though, I will say, if you do listen, you'll be able to see how and where the players throw a wrench into my plans, and you're also going to have greater insight into the world that's being built into this campaign. This week, we didn't have any named NPCs, so no shoutouts to our associate producers this week. But next week, we'll feature a lot of surprises, and more than a few of our wonderful patrons will become NPCs in this game. You want your name to appear as one of these NPCs in future episodes? All you need to do is become an associate producer at patreon.com/majorspoilers. Finally, we want you to record yourself doing your best on Critical Hit and send it to us at podcast@majorspoilers.com, and your voice will join the growing chorus of fans in upcoming episodes as well. Thank you again for listening this week, and here's hoping all of your dice rolls are critical hits.
This podcast is copyright 2023 by Major Spoilers Entertainment, LLC.
What's the best part of a Dunkin' Run? The coffee? Is it the coffee or the $1 donut or $2 stuffed bagel minis or $3 sausage, egg, and cheese that you can add to it? The answer, of course, is yes. Time for a Dunkin' Run. $3 offer available on sausage, egg, and cheese sandwich only. Excludes specialty donuts and fancies. Offer valid on medium or larger coffee. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer terms apply.